A small landslide in 2006 set the stage for the catastrophe that claimed 43 lives in Oso, Washington this past March. A panel of scientists say that the first slide left a loosely packed mass of debris suspended above the Steelhead Haven development and its neighbors. Joseph Wortman is a civil and environmental engineer with the University of Washington and the lead researcher on the federally funded study. He says this year, spring rains saturated the unstable ground and let loose a huge slab. Within seconds, it liquefied, sending a torrent more than a half a mile across the valley floor. Wortman says the length of its destruction isn't really abnormal, but it's still kind of shocking.
You know, we were at the site and you take a look at it, even as someone who's trained professional in this area, it's difficult to imagine that runout could come that far when you look up to the slope.
Minutes after that slide, a second higher mass of earth slipped, filling the bald spot left by the first. In all, researchers say the slide moved 270 million cubic feet of earth and was the deadliest in American history. Just as the team was delivering its findings, word came that the landslide's final missing victim appears to have been recovered. Search crews believe they found the body of Molly Christine Riggelbrugge. She was 44.